The early 1970s brought a profound scientific shift, thanks to the advent of recombinant DNA technology, as pioneered by biochemist Dr. Robert W. Boyer. This groundbreaking technology held immense potential for genetic research and revolutionary advancements in medicine. However, its practical applications might have been confined to laboratories if not for the visionary mindset of Robert A. Swanson, a young venture capitalist with a chemistry background. When Dr. Boyer shared his insights with Swanson about identifying problem-causing proteins and then creating them in the laboratory, a world of possibilities unfolded. Their idea was to splice these innovative proteins into existing DNA, essentially redesigning the body's blueprint to enhance biological functions. This exciting vision led to the founding of Genentech, a pioneering biotechnology company. Now, despite early skepticism, Genentech pressed forwards, developing products with immense commercial potential. These included the first human protein produced in the microorganism, human insulin, human growth hormone, and laboratory-produced factor VIII to treat bleeding in hemophiliacs. The partnership between Swanson and Dr. Boyer is considered a pivotal moment in biotechnology, positively impacting millions of lives. Because of it, Genentech became the first and one of the most successful biotechnology firms ever. Now, this remarkable story underscores the importance of technology transfer, where scientific discoveries move beyond the laboratory and benefit society. The collaboration between Boyer and Swanson demonstrates how bridging the gap between science and business leads to remarkable achievements. By facilitating the transfer of innovative technologies from academia to commercial ventures, we unlock the potential to transform lives, improve healthcare, and shape thriving industries that create a better future.